All right, well, my name's Leonard Campbell. I'm in the Helps Ministry called the Philip Ministries. And I've been in the ministry since 1998 and been helping churches all over everywhere and filling in for churches without pastors and going out visiting for churches and doing maintenance to churches. But now I've come to the time where I had to settle down a little. I can't do all that much maintenance anymore because of my health. I'm having a lot of problem with my back and right leg. And if you see me standing sideways, that's because I'm standing on one leg this morning. But anyway, my first wife was with me for all those years, except she passed away in 2010. Then I met Arlene over at Peaceful Baptist here in Danville, and we got married a year later, and she has really been a blessing to me, too. And some of y'all know Arlene, and probably all of you know her. And I think Billy said he knew her real good, so he's gonna tell me a few things about her after church. So, but anyway, yeah, Arlene's been a blessing to me. Lord gave me another good wife and a good help meet into ministry, and y'all keep praying for us. And what I'm trying to do now is just go around and help churches and pray for them on Sundays or Wednesday night. And I can still do a few little things along, but not like I used to could. I'm 83 years old, pushing 84 pretty hard in August. But I'm going to keep going as long as the Lord will let me go. Because I love to preach God's word and to tell people about what God's done for me and what he can do for them. And I appreciate those songs this morning. That's the kind of songs we need. And Brother Donnie said something about they were getting ready to change to the NIV and all this other kind of stuff and start having games and all that around here in the church. I said, you started it yet? He said, no. I said, well, I'll stay. But no, I'm from the old school. I still got the good old King James. And amen. Y'all look at this one, you say, well, you need another one. Well, I got another one, but it's not like this one. I've had this one so long until I think this is the one, let me see. I'm not mistaken, it's the one I got when I got saved. Let me see. Got it in there somewhere, I think. Well, maybe not. Yeah. I guess it's not in there. I thought I had it in there when I got it and all that. Oh, well, anyway, I got it anyway. And y'all know Bobby Robertson? I got him to sign my Bible one time up there at his church. Well, it don't have who it's presented to, but I know it was presented to me years ago. I got saved in 1978, on August the 25th at 8:30 p.m. I can still remember the time and the place in my bedroom, kneeling by the bed. Amen. Felt like the Lord said, this is your last chance. It's now or never. And I fell on my knees and asked the Lord to forgive me of all my sins and to save my old soul. And he saved me. And praise the Lord, I've been saved ever since.
Amen.
And a lot of people say, we've got one of these three-door things that we use, and we work the fair with it. And it's got three little doors on this board. And it says, see three things God cannot do. And you you get the people to come over and look at it. And when they'll come by and look at it, we do this at the fair where there's a lot of people coming through. We got a booth out there every year. And people will come by and you ask them, do you know three things that God cannot do? And usually they'll catch the first one. Yeah, he can't lie. And that's the first one on the door one. Then on door two, they'll think a while and, well, I don't know. And then you open that door and it says, what is it, Arlene?
God cannot change.
God cannot change. And it's got scripture on it. And we even got it in Spanish, too, because there's so many Spanish people in the country anymore. And then the third one is the main one that we've got on there. And it says, God will not let anyone into heaven unless you're born again. And got the scripture for that. And that when we show them that one, then we ask them, are they ready to meet the Lord? Have they been born again? And you can hear all kind of answers from people about if they were saved or how they got saved. And I tell you, there's a lot of them. I don't know whether they're going to depend on what they tell you to get to heaven or not. I hope they don't, because you can hear some awful things. But anyway, this morning I've been praying after I talked to Brother Donnie, and he asked me to come this morning and preach to y'all. And I kept praying and asking the Lord what he wanted me to do this morning. And he kept bringing me back. Brother Donnie said that most of y'all here were older people too. And he didn't say you were old and feeble. He just said y'all were elderly people like we are, and that's what we had in the church that I had been filling in for down in Georgia for the last 2.5 years, elderly people, and I'm one of them. I'm one of y'all, and Arlene's getting that way.
Yeah, I'm there.
But anyway, and I got to praying about what God wanted me to do, and I said, and God says, and I was looking at some other stuff, and God kept bringing prayer back to me. He said, I think you need to preach on prayer. Amen. This morning. And I said, okay, Lord, that's what I'll do. So if you'll turn, if you got your good King James Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles 7:14 for a minute. If you don't have King James, throw it in the trash there somewhere. No, I was kidding. I finally got Arlene to get a good King James. But it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Thank you, Father, for the word this morning. Now speak through me what you'd have me to say. I want to be a blessing and a help to the ones here this morning. Thank you for letting us be here this morning. Thank you for letting us be able to get up and get here this morning. And we love you, Lord, for what you did for us on that old cross. Give us a good morning now, and we'll thank you and praise you and give you all the honor and the glory, for it's in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Says here in that verse, if my people, who is God's people? It's us, the ones that are born again, the ones that are saved. We are God's people. And that's who he's talking about here. If his people, which are called by my name, he said. See, we're supposed to be, if you are born again, if you're a saint, if you're a child of God, then you should be called a Christian. Because you see a lot of people claim to be Christians, but they're not Christian. But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. See, we have to come to God in humility and ask God to forgive us of all our sins before we even pray. And if we will, then we'll be humbling ourselves, and then God can answer our prayers a lot better if we don't have sin in our life. Because sin, a little later on, I'll tell you about some things that hinders our prayers from being answered. And then it says, and seek my face. We've got to humble ourselves, pray, and seek his face. Because if we get down on our knees and we get to praying to God, and you really get in touch with God, then you can almost visualize him right there where you're at, that you're praying to him. And then it says, turn from their wicked ways. If you've got any kind of wicked ways in your life, turn from them. Get away from them. Give them to the devil and tell him to go on off somewhere with them. Get out your way. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. God will forgive us of our sins if we'll ask him to. And then, let me get back over here. We're going to be going to some different scripture here now. And how should we pray? We should pray through Jesus Christ. Pray to him, because he is the one that we need to be praying to. You don't need to be praying to Brother Donnie or praying to me or praying to some old priest sitting up there behind some little window or something that you can't see him, but he can see you. He can't do nothing for you. Some of these old idols that they got out now. We were watching the news yesterday afternoon, something about, no, it wasn't. It was that thing on TV that where they got this auction thing where they auction stuff off. They had this old Buddha up there, and all of them were over there rubbing the Buddha's belly to get good luck so he could sell that stuff better. But it didn't work out as good as they thought it was going to do. Buddha can't do nothing for you. Only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do something for you. Now, and I know that a lot of y'all, you're just like me and Brother Donnie and Brother Billy. We can't get out and go from door to door, knock on doors anymore. Sometimes we can get out of our car and go visit somebody and maybe make one visit or something like that. But there's one thing that we can, everybody can do, and that's pray. You see, you can pray for everybody. You can pray for the church. And don't let me get ahead of myself here. But anyway, we can all pray. And that's what God wanted me to bring to you this morning. Kind of refresh your mind of how to pray and when to pray and all that. And how should we pray? Through Jesus Christ. And then we are to pray regularly. We need to pray all the time. Look in Romans chapter 1, if you want to follow along with me this morning. Romans chapter 1 and verse 9 says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, and without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. It says to pray without ceasing. That means to keep praying, never quit praying, just pray, pray, pray. And it says, I make mention of you always in my prayer. We can mention everybody to God in our prayers when we're praying. We can pray for one another. We need to pray for one another. I know I need your prayer. You ain't got nobody else to pray for. Pray for me. Remember my name and pray for me, because I sure need it. And then Daniel. chapter 6. If you want to look over in Daniel chapter 6 with me, going to look at one verse there in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. I preached a message on this the other night, and but it says there in Daniel, where Daniel was there with the king, and the king made him put him over some of the presidents and the princes and all that. And it says, and we'll go back to about verse 7, says, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. But now look at what Daniel did here in verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Here we see that Daniel, he didn't care what kind of decree they signed. He was going to pray to his God. And he knew they were going to throw him in the lions then if he kept doing it. But what was that to him? He went to his house and opened his windows and prayed 3 times a day on his knees. You know, that's what we need to be doing, praying 3 or 4 times a day. If you got windows in your house, open them up, open the doors, pray, let your neighbors hear you over there praying. And maybe it'll get on them, and maybe they'll start praying. You never know what prayer will do, because prayer does change things. And prayer helps people. And we know here that Daniel, he went ahead and prayed there, but they went and threw him into lion's den after that. And I kind of got a vivid imagination, or whatever you want to call it. But I can see Daniel, when they was carrying him over to throw him in that lion's den, I can just visual him saying, wait a minute, soldiers. Give me just a minute. I got to pray to my Father, my God in heaven. And he stopped right there and prayed and said, God, if it's your will, would you let those lions be nice to me when they throw me down there in that den of lions? And God said, sure, go on. And I can just see him throwing him in that lion's den. And the little lion says, oh boy, here comes another one. We're going to get to chew him all up too. And this old master lion that was laying down, the old head lion down there, he probably said, no, 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 y'all leave him alone. That's Daniel. That's God's man. We don't mess with Daniel. And I can just see him say, come on, Daniel, get over here and lay up in here between us. And take my old mane and put it right in you and keep you warm. And that's what. And then they came back the next morning. There Daniel was laying up in there, boy. He just had a good night's rest. And they took him out and told him to keep praying to his God. See, that's the kind of God we serve. God could do the same thing for us if we had that faith that Daniel had for God. Remember the 3 Hebrew boys that was cast into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow or bend to Nebuchadnezzar? And then he says, lo, I see four men walking around in there. Who is the fourth one? Said, it looks like the Son of God. And that's exactly who it was. They were walking around in there, and they said, look, they don't even have no burn on them. They walking around in there laughing and talking. And that's what God can do for us. And then we're to be persistently in our prayers. We need to pray and be persistent in our prayers. And then making mention of many petitions. When you pray, if you've got things you need to pray for, pray for them. You can pray for many things at one time, because we have a God that's an all-knowing God. He knows everything you're praying for. You can pray for 10 things at one time, and God knows every one of them that you're praying for. You might not remember some of them when you get through, but God never forgets anything. And then we're to be submissive to God's will. When we pray, we should pray, God, if it is your will, answer this prayer. See, we got to want what God's will is for us and for others. And if we'll pray in God's will and be submissive to him, then we know that he's going to answer our prayers. And then, what should we pray for? We should pray for men to be saved. There's a lot of people out here, lost people out here in our world today, that has never heard the word of God. They've never had anybody to pray for them. If you know somebody that needs to be saved, if somebody has asked you to pray for a loved one, or you have loved ones in your family that is lost, then pray for them. My first wife prayed for me, I know, about 20 years at least. She never gave up. She kept praying. And one day I got saved because she prayed for me and didn't give up. So if you're praying for somebody, no longer how long you've been praying for them, don't give up, because God will answer your prayer one day. And I'm glad she didn't give up on me, because if she had gave up on me, I guess I'd have been burning in hell today. That's where I should be anyway. But thank the Lord, he saved me out of all that. And then we need to pray for Christians. We need to pray for our Christian friends. You need to be praying for Brother Donnie. You need to be praying for each other, and be good to one another. Pray for one another. Ask one another, is there something I can do to help you? And, you know, if you do that and you love one another, then, because God tells us to love one another as he has loved us. And you know, if we love one another more than what we do nowadays, and love people out here in the world, love all these people that are lost and pray for them, you never know when you get to heaven, there may be somebody come up to you and say, you know, you don't know me, but you prayed for me and I got saved, and I just want to thank you for it. You never know what's going to be when you get into heaven. Because we should be laying up fruit for ourselves right now in heaven and not here on earth. I know we need things here on earth, but we need to lay up treasures in heaven. Then pray for Christian workers. There's still some Christians out here that's working for God. You don't see too many more knocking on doors anymore. I know before we came up here, we got out for 3 weeks straight in a row, and every Saturday morning, and went out and knocked on doors. We would knock on maybe 15, 20 doors every Saturday morning there for about 3 weeks. And people would swear to you they come into church. You never see them. But you know, we still got to pray for them. And we've had some say, we can't believe y'all out knocking on doors and inviting people to church. We never see anybody from churches coming out knocking on doors anymore. But I think one reason, too, that there's not as many people knocking on doors today is because, just like us, we're not able to get out and do it like we used to could. And the younger people, they don't want anything to do with God anymore anyway. There's too much out here in the world for them. Too much gimmicks, too much pleasure, too much other stuff out there in the world for them today. We need to pray for our younger people. You hardly ever see a young man giving his life to the Lord and being called to preach anymore. And our churches is just falling off, except all these big mega churches. Now, all these big mega churches that's got all kind of things in them. I was talking to one of my brother-in-laws yesterday. He called me and said that a church he had been going to, they had moved somewhere, and that he went to another church, and I'm not going to call the name of the church, but it was down in Georgia. And he said it was a big church. They had about 3,000 people there on Sunday. They had all kind of things. Had rooms for the children. They had rooms for this and places for this. And said they even had a cafeteria in the church. What they need was a cafeteria in a church. Sounded to me like they were thinking more about eating than they was preaching. That's the kind of churches that are out there today. They're not preaching anything. Like Brother Donnie says, they've changed from this good old King James Bible. They're preaching what people want to hear today and not what they need to hear. And that's what's wrong with our churches today. But you know, we as God's people can pray, humble ourselves and pray to God. Pray for our churches. Pray that all the churches that you can think of, that that the Lord will bless, and they'll people will start coming back to church, and we can see our churches grow again. I know from what Arlene said, this church used to be pretty much full of people. Church that I was going to down in Georgia there before I went to this other church, boys, we run probably 300-400 most of the time on Sundays. It's dropped down a lot now. Little church that I pastored down there for a couple of years. When I got there, there were, four people? In a year and a half's time, with our hard work and the Lord's help, we had it up to about 20, anywhere from 20 to 25 people on Sunday. Year later, everybody started drifting away, just drifting away. And now, might run half of that now again. I don't know, people just don't seem like they need the Lord anymore. I do, I need him. I'm gonna pray for those people. I'm going to pray for the ones that got out of church. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will get on them and they'll get so miserable that they'll have to get back to God and ask him for forgiveness. Get back in fellowship with God and so our churches can grow again. Because Jesus came into this world to die on the cross for us, pay our sin debt, and to save souls. And that's what his purpose was. And we as God's children, that's our purpose, to see souls saved. And we can do it by our prayers for the people. And then we're to pray for daily needs. Do you pray for your daily needs? We do. Arlene and I have devotions every morning. And we usually have it before we do anything else. And when we have our devotions, we pray for the government, we pray for everybody we can think of, and we pray and thank God for all his blessings to us, And we ask him to supply our needs for today. Yesterday's gone. We not promised tomorrow. And just ask him to supply our needs for today. And he's always supplied those needs for us. We hadn't been in a want for anything. But God gives us what he thinks we need. And that's what we ask him. Lord, give us what we have need of for today. And he always takes care of us. And then when we ask him to give us those needs for today, we go ahead and thank him for them right then, because we know he's going to give it to us. And if we'll do more of that, thank him a lot more, you can't never tell what all he might give you, because he sure gives us a lot of blessings. And then we need to pray for the sick. There's a lot of sick people in our world today. I know I've got a grandson that's very sick. Arlene's got a daughter that's sick. And we need to be praying for them every day. And I'm sure all of y'all have probably got sick ones in your families, or you know some people that are sick. Pray for them. Call their name out to God and ask him to heal them. And God will, if we'll just pray for them. And then we need to pray for our government. Man, I tell you what, our government is in such a big mess up there now, if we don't stay and keep praying for them, I don't know what's going to happen. But we pray every morning and ask God to let the Holy Spirit deal with the president and the ones up there in the White House, that they'll get under conviction and know it, and ask God to save them so they can go to the Lord in prayer and have prayer before they have their meetings, and they can get together and work together like they're supposed to be doing instead of working against one another up there. And if we as God's people pray, then we could see a difference in our world today through the government. And we know that prayer changes things, because I've seen God change a lot of things. And we know God could change things and our churches could start filling back up again if we'll just do what we're supposed to be doing and praying. And then there's hindrance to prayers. Yes. If you've got iniquities in your life, if you've got some kind of idols in your heart that you're putting before God, like friends or pleasure or hobbies or your business or anything that you're putting before God, that is an idol, and God may not answer your prayer. That could be a hindrance to your prayers. If you've got sin in your life, that can really be a hindrance to somebody getting saved or somebody getting well again, or your church is growing. When we pray, we ask God to keep sin and iniquity out of our lives so we won't be a hindrance to anybody getting saved. I know I had a shirt on yesterday, a t-shirt, that says, "With God, everything is possible." And I had two or three people to say something to me about that shirt, and I got to say a few things back to them and ask them, "Are you saved? Are you ready to meet the Lord?" You see, there's ways that we can, always ways that we can talk to somebody. A lot of times God will give us an opportunity to talk to somebody. And if God gives you an opportunity to talk to somebody, do it then. Don't put it off. I know I've been in that situation. I was supposed to went and talk to this man one time, and I kept putting it off. Finally, one Monday morning, I told Brother Alderman, my pastor, used to be my pastor, I said, "You want to go with me and talk to this man?" He said, "Sure." Well, we went, met at Hardy's. I picked up the newspaper, looked in the obituaries, and the man's name was in the obituaries that day. And that's been on my mind and my heart ever since then. I might have caused that man to die and go to hell because I didn't go and witness to him. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even praying for him. And, you know, that's what can happen if we don't do what God tells us to do. God tells you to pray for somebody, then pray for them. If you're out there in the Walmart, or I know y'all like Walmart, or either the grocery store, if you see somebody there and they say, oh, I need prayer, or this, that, and other, pray for them right there. Pray. I prayed for people in the stores plenty of times. Anywhere, just pray for them. And God will bless you if you'll do it. And then somebody else might see you and might put a little nugget in their mind, and they might ask God to save them too. But don't let anything hinder you from doing what you're supposed to do. And families, if you have families today, I don't know how many of y'all are married here and how many of you got families. But if you do, you need to have family devotions every day with your family. Because a good Christian home makes a good life. Because, you know, and it'll help a church too by you having a good Christian home. You say, how's that going to help the church? Because what you bring in the church is what's going on in your home. Because if you've got sin in your home, you're bickering at one another all the time, and you come to church, God's not going to bless the church because of your sins by what you're doing at your home. Have a good Christian home. Have a good Christian family. And if you've got people in your family that's not saved, keep praying for them. If you want me to pray for them, just tell me who they are, and I'll be glad to pray for them too. And I won't give up till you say they're saved. But that's what we need to be doing today, because every one of us in here, you may not be able to get out, like I said, and go nowhere to witness to people, but you can do it by praying to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I hope that has been a help and a blessing to you this morning. And I know when God gave me this, it was a blessing to me to do more praying than what I've been doing myself. So how about y'all? Do you pray every day? Or do you pray three times a day by just saying the blessing before you eat? We do need to thank God for our food every time we eat, but we need to pray for everything else after that or before that, and pray to God for everybody and everything. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity of being here this morning. Thank you, Father, for the ones that came out today to be a part of this service. And Father, I pray that you'll give them a blessing for being here. Give us all safety back to our homes. And Father, we just want to tell you how much we love you and thank you for what you did for us on that old cross. And just help us to keep in prayer and to pray for one another and pray for our church and pray for our pastors and pray for the missionaries and that's out on the field that you may support, and that they'll keep doing the work there, and all the souls that are saved from the missionaries that y'all support, y'all get a blessing from it. And Father, we just pray now that you'll help us. Give us a good day, and thank you for everything you do for us. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for everything, for it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Brother Dunning.